It's important to understand that the people living in boarding homes in Jefferson County are primarily very, very poor, mentally ill, mentally retarded, some elderly.
80% of the individuals in boarding homes take psychiatric medication. It's harder for someone in this position to advocate for themselves. Oftentimes, they can't afford a one-bedroom apartment, so the only option they have are boarding homes many times. So it's our concern that if these regulations are stopped, we're fearful for them because we will not be able to find out what the circumstances are in these homes if no one can go in them.
So it's real important that we know what the conditions are in these boarding homes. It's necessary to have governmental oversight.
The inspections that have been done over the years, have they found problems in homes? What's the general situation?
In the late 1980s, prior to regulation, we discovered that there were horrible abuses in these facilities. Neglect, exploitation, some of these residents died. The community was so outraged by this discovery that we demanded local legislation that would empower the local health department to set standards and regulate these facilities. We have every reason to believe that if we deregulate now, after 15 years, that history will repeat itself. In addition to that, the health department has continued this inspection program this year with very few resources, simply limping along. And what they have found in some of these facilities during the course of just the past 6 to 9 months have been a resurgence of these conditions, especially in illegal facilities.
How prevalent are illegal facilities in this area?
We estimate that there are probably conservatively 70 facilities that are illegal that we don't know about but are probably operating in this community. There are approximately 50 boarding homes that are legal, that are inspected.
So more illegal than legal.
We speculate that that's the case. They are completely under the table. They solicit their clientele through indirect means, by avenues that are not essentially sanctioned by the community, and are able to do so very effectively because the people that they're soliciting are generally very vulnerable and unable to defend themselves. Now, an interesting part of this that's important to point out is that the committee believes that we're all responsible for protecting these people in these facilities. So what we've done is we have asked state, county, and city government to come together in a cooperative funding arrangement with each of them paying one-third of the projected annual cost. We've asked for $125,000 from each.
And you've heard from the county has committed, the state has committed, but nothing yet from the city?
That's correct. John Houston, the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Mental Health, has really exhibited commendable leadership in this area. While he's under considerable budgetary stress with the department, he understands the importance of this issue, and he has stepped forward and exhibited the kind of leadership we need to see in this community. The Jefferson County Commission has come forward. They're ready to allocate their requested amount. We're not sure yet where the mayor of Birmingham stands on this issue, and we're awaiting his response, and we're hopeful that he too will come forward and share in this cooperative funding arrangement.
How long has it been since you proposed this to the mayor? I mean, you haven't heard for how long?
We discussed this with the mayor's office in April. We had a follow-up meeting in June. We have sent a letter to the mayor asking him to respond within the last 2 weeks. We have a meeting scheduled with the mayor Wednesday, October 5th, and hopefully at that time the mayor will state his position on this issue.
What do you make of him not responding earlier?
I think there are probably a number of good reasons why the mayor has not come forward at this point. One is that the city has made all of its budget allocations. Its fiscal year beginning in July, it's made its allocation, so it's difficult now to identify where the money might come from. But at the same time, there are a number of good reasons why the city should step forward. 95% of these facilities are within the city limits of Birmingham. The Birmingham City Council has given us a unanimous endorsement of our efforts and has asked the mayor to come forward with the city's share. The Citizens Advisory Board has given us a unanimous endorsement and asked the mayor to come forward. The mayor, in his comments to the press, has stated that he sees this as an important problem. These people must be protected. He's committed to finding the funds. We're just asking for a definitive commitment.
if you don't get the mayor on board, does the whole deal crumble?
We don't know. The other parties have come forward with the understanding that all three parties would contribute their fair share. We're concerned that if one of the parties does not, then it may jeopardize the entire arrangement.
What are you worried will happen if this funding package doesn't come together?
I'm the most fearful that some of the operators will take that as an opportunity to not be able to provide the services that they're required to do. I'm fearful that there's going to be more cases of abuse, more cases of neglect, also more fraudulent behavior on the Social Security checks that these individuals pay to the operators.
We cannot forget what happened in this community in the late 1980s prior to regulation. We are on the verge of history repeating itself, and this community cannot tolerate abuse, exploitation, and neglect of the most vulnerable residents in our community. We can't afford not to have this inspection program.